Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Shavuos. Having discussed in Mishnah Aleph that we cannot plow in a field after Pesach, Mishnah Bet goes on to list things that actually you can do. Mizablin u'me'adrin b'mikshaos v'midla'os ad Rosh Hashanah. In a field of cucumbers and gourds, you are permitted to fertilize and to till the soil lightly with a hoe, to hoe the soil all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Because otherwise they'll die. They're planted relatively late in the spring, and they need that water. And so you can keep fertilizing them and hoeing it all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, even as the moisture in the ground is drying up. V'chein b'beis ha-shalachin. And the same thing is true in a regular field, a grain field, that requires irrigation. It does not get on its own enough water from rain, and so needs to be irrigated. And therefore, again, since it needs a lot of water, it also will really need this additional hoeing and fertilizing all the way up to Rosh Hashanah so that it doesn't die. And therefore, that's permitted. Now, at this point, we're switching. We pretty much covered the difference between orchards and fields. And from this point forward in the parak, we're going to be discussing things that you can do after Pesach or Shavuos, depending on whether we're talking about fields or orchards, for which there's no Tosefes Shvias. So our Mishnah now moves back into trees. And the Mishnah says, Miyablin, you're allowed to remove growths, right? Cut off growths from the tree. Umifarkin, lightening the tree by stripping off some leaves. Me'abikin, using dirt to cover exposed roots. Me'ashnin, you can smoke the tree. That's basically fumigating it to kill bugs. Ad Rosh Hashanah. You could do all of those things up until Rosh Hashanah. These things are asur derabanan on Shemitah itself, and therefore there is no Tosefes Shvias for them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af notel hu es ha'ale min ha'eshkol ba'shvias. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, the removal of the leaves, this taking leaves off of a grape cluster, which is really basically the same as the Tanakama's Mefarkin, lightening the tree by stripping off some leaves, you can actually do that on Shemitah itself, because it is for the preservation of the fruit and not for the preservation of the tree. Preservation of the tree, according to Rabbi Shimon, is forbidden, but preservation of the fruit is permitted even on Shemitah.